Before Tuesday's ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh, 4 days of fresh clashes between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces resulted in the deaths of more than 60 people. The region has been unsettled since the early 20th century. George Voloshin is a French consultant, originally from Kazakhstan, who advises Western firms interested in doing business in the post-Soviet world. I asked him whether historically Russia has played a role in escalating the conflict.
Yeah, I think part of that was due to serious mistakes that were made by Stalin when the borders were traced in what became the Soviet Union. Russia has a very strong relationship with Armenia, and Armenia, as you know, is part of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO, of which Russia is the leader. It's a military bloc, where Azerbaijan, of course, does not belong because of its hostile relationship with Armenia.
Can Russia successfully pull off another ceasefire?
Well, Russia can play a pivotal role in the sense that it can actually become a key negotiator.
Do you think that the only way to bring about peace is for Azerbaijan to pull back?
Well, I think the only feasible way to resolve the conflict is for Nagorno-Karabakh to actually recognize the sovereignty of Azerbaijan, that is to stay within Azerbaijan, but to be granted very large autonomy in order to preserve its cultural identity and its economic relations with the neighbourhood.
That was George Voloshin speaking to me on the line from Paris. His view on Nagorno-Karabakh remaining within Azerbaijan is not shared by Vartan Kaprelian, the director of the Armenian radio station in Paris. Vartan Kaprelian explained how he sees Nagorno-Karabakh's attachment to Armenia.
This land, Nagorno-Karabakh, since the 4th century had Armenian churches. Since the 5th century, when the Armenian alphabet was created, had Armenian schools. And only Joseph Stalin gave it in 1923 to Azerbaijan, which does not make of this land belong to Azerbaijan.
Some analysts who are watching this conflict believe that it can only be resolved if Nagorno-Karabakh exists as an autonomous region within Azerbaijan.
That would be the worst solution. Few years ago, the Azerbaijani army, with an order from Ilham Aliyev, massacred not human beings, but gravestones in Nakhichevan, in the old Jura region, which was Armenian since thousands of years. I mean, they don't want to see Armenians on this land. If Azerbaijan continues attacking the Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh, Armenia will finally recognize the independence of Karabakh, and I am sure many countries will follow.
That was Vartan Kaprelian speaking to me on the line from Paris. The strengthening of Nagorno-Karabakh's autonomy is not viewed favorably by Azerbaijan. Murad Ghassanli is an energy security specialist in the South Caucasus who represents the Azerbaijani community. He stressed the importance of Armenia withdrawing from land that it had seized from Azerbaijan.
There are 4 UN Security Council resolutions demanding Armenian withdrawal from the occupied territories. That the peace process must begin with the full implementation of those UN Security Council resolutions, something that Armenia has refused to do for the past 22 years.
Is it viable that Nagorno-Karabakh becomes completely independent and is recognized as a sovereign state?
No, that would be completely unacceptable to Azerbaijan. And similarly, I think it would be unacceptable for Armenians if we simply said, let's return to status quo.
What would be the second step in terms of finding a long-term resolution?
Well, first of all, then the peacekeeping forces, international peacekeeping forces need to come in. It's civil infrastructure rebuild. So most importantly, refugees need to be able to return to their home. You don't exercise your right to self-determination by ethnically cleansing your territory of a minority population, which constitute the 25% of the Karabakh population, some 40,000 Azerbaijanis, like my family, who were expelled.
That was Murad Ghassanli speaking to me on the line from London.